There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Mike, Aaron Murray was talking about Carson Beck. We love Aaron Murray. He's done great things since leaving UGA and obviously in the broadcast world. But this is what he said, and I want you to hear this for dog fans, because Mike and I, and Mike's been on this week saying, look, they're not going to win it, and talking about the chip if he continues to play this way. Aaron Murray, what's the deal with Carson Beck in your estimation?
You cannot force footballs. This is something he did not do a year ago. And I talked about this last week on a different show. Was a year ago, I praised Carson for taking the check down, getting the balls out of his hands, taking completions. And him and I talked about this last year before the season. He's like, I watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers. And what I learned from him is eliminating guys down the field and just getting the ball to my playmakers in space. And it seems like this year there's been a, hey, I need to push the ball vertically down the field. Hey, I need to show that I can throw the ball in the tight windows.
Don't force the ball.
But isn't that coming from his coach? I mean, where's Bobo in all this? Bobo played the position at a high level. I mean, where's communication, you know, disconnect coming? I mean, you know, and he's played it. Like, he's been in the Georgia program for four seasons. He's been around elite. He's seen Stetson Bennett. He knows what Kirby's want. You know, believe me, he knows. And it always seems like I'm getting sick of watching the Georgia Bulldog, and I know Georgia Bulldog boosters are, of Carson Beck mistake, Kirby comes over, give me a hug.
Yep.
Okay, let's not do that again. I mean, dude, either you can't – all you're doing is killing your draft stock right now because you're making bad decisions which don't equate to the NFL, if that is part – no, because everybody's got a theory. And, again, I always love the angry guys on Twitter. His damn Lamborghini, and he's – I don't know what he's doing. It's like, whatever, man. He's a college kid, but he is a semi-pro. I get that. But he certainly should be better than all those picks. In a million years, if we said – remember early to start the season, Heisman Trophy finalist. Well, Heisman Trophy finalist ain't going to have double-digit interceptions.
Right. Right. Yeah. The Aaron Murray thing sounds so simplistic, guys. I mean, they're right. But he's not doing it.
Take what they give you, you know. But and there's other stuff underneath. Randy Mack talked about it. And I will say this. If you notice, after the picks, Bobo did kind of force everything to be more high percentage and underneath.
He did.
Against the Gators.
Here's Carson Beck also talking about this. And I think this is interesting. Talking about, you know, playing in the system and then, you know, having to do more. Play within yourself. Here's Beck. Oh, it's Aaron Murray. I apologize. This is Murray talking about playing within the system. Go ahead.
Carson has gone from what I would say a year ago was playing within the system, being a quote-unquote game manager, to now feeling like I have to be an all-star. I have to be that first-round quarterback. I have to make all these elite throws every single play instead of, like yesterday, where the plays just come to him. When the play is there, he makes it. There's enough plays in a football game, and Bobo is going to give you enough opportunities to make big-time throws down the field.
That's okay. Great take. I like that. And, you know, we talked about the game plan against, you know, Texas, or I should say against Alabama. And certainly in Texas, it was basically the same kind of plan. It just, he got away with it against Texas. He didn't get away with it against Alabama.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it, Mike. And will he get away with it against Ole Miss? That's the question, if he's going to play that way. I'm with Aaron Murray on this. Play within the system. Don't force the football. And allow this thing to come together instead of trying to be a Superman. Let's talk about the difference between Kirby and Lane Kiffin. And this is interesting, Mike, because Kirby still believes in roster building and recruiting. He still champions high school recruiting. We know that. He's all over the state. In fact, he's all over the country. You always talk about the Kirby chapter.
Right.
But the thing that's going on with Ole Miss is, Mike, they brought in 26 transfers this past cycle. So Lane Kiffin is saying, look, we're winning, but I'm going to win through the portal because I can't do necessarily what Georgia and Kirby's doing.
Right.
And it just comes down to your philosophy. And I think a lot of coaches, look, say what you want about Prime and Colorado. Guys, they went to Big 12. They're going to the playoff.
Right.
And they could potentially do that by running the table. He brought in 43 guys this year. So your philosophy, Mike, is either I'm going to do this through the portal, which is what Lane does, or Kirby, I'm still going to recruit high school kids. We're going to develop them, and we'll be good down the road, and we'll be good now. I think that's a huge difference, and it's why Georgia's been good for as long as they have.
Well, FSU is a cautionary tale. Will this come back to blow up on Kiffin? He still is getting the recruits. He's still getting – recruiting is still a component, but again, he is probably the most successful now that Norvell has completely, absolutely flatlined, that he is the best as far as getting the rest from the portal. Kirby's got the balance. You augment it with the right guys. We're seeing the wide receivers finally, you know, having some input now and having an impact. But to me, it's just, you know, Lane Kiffin, what do you think about Kirby? You know, Kirby, you know, he just head down, does the job. Lane's always running his mouth, can't avoid the sound bite, can't help himself, even if it means, you know, ticking off Coca-Cola by crapping on Coca-Cola on the podium. There's always something. One thing, though, I found some – I did a deep dive. I was saving this for when we do the picks coming up later in the week. But Ole Miss, they won 11 of their last 12 in Oxford.
Yeah.
Generally in November, the games go under, and there should be some weather, potentially some weather with the tropical storm Raphael coming in. So running the football, which gets us back to not having potentially Trevor Etienne. We'll get more clarity on the rib injury. But, you know, you have ribs, man. That's really about either wearing the big puffy jacket or how much pain can you take.
Agreed. And if you take another shot, you know, how does that affect you the rest of the game, even if you want to stay in there? Kirby did say, by the way, that Lane Kiffin has done an incredible job of getting talented players. And he said, you know where it's noticeable is defense. They're big, they're powerful, they're disruptive, they're fast. So Kirby giving props to the defense. But I just want you to realize, more than anything, this is why Ole Miss cannot sustain the success. One year they win a 9 or 11 games, the next year it's 7. And you go, well, what's the deal? Because they're not building it the way Kirby is going about building it. Fundamental difference in philosophy. It's working. And if Lane, you know, Mike, if they went out or something, right, and, you know, people won't complain about it. But I just think if you want to be good every year, you got to have those guys on the team and in your pipeline that says, hey, we recruited this kid, we're going to keep him, and he's going to be good for us down the road. And I just don't think you can go in the portal every year and do that.
No, and you know, they've got the best pass rush. Now, again, some of the teams they've gone up against are pretty suspect, and they had big leads so they could pin their ears back. But Ole Miss does get after the quarterback. I think Georgia's got to get after Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart's one of the best passers in the league. Speaking of, like, stock rising right now for the pros, he's leading the nation in passing.
Yeah.
And Trey Harris has been out the last two games, their best wide receiver. So if you look at the game, Jaylen Walker, Mykael Williams, be the force multiplier and the difference maker you were in that Texas game where you just basically got after it. And I think if you do that, then Georgia can win. Only a 2.5-point favorite, by the way, in this game.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Can I hear Lane Kiffin talk about Carson Beck before we get out of here? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game coming up in less than 25 minutes. Some guy on the way, and also he has changed his look. Find out what we're talking about in less than 10 minutes. Where is Lane Kiffin on Carson Beck? Here's what he said about the Georgia quarterback.
It's a good problem to have. To me, you have a highly talented quarterback like him that can make all the throws and, you know, he's throwing some picks. You just got to work through that part. And so you got a great quarterback, you know, versus some people around the country say, okay, well, they protect the ball, but the quarterback can't make the throws. So it's a good problem to have. Like I said, these guys scored 30 in every game. And are extremely talented.
Yeah, I do agree with Lane, despite the fact that I have my reservations about, you know, how Carson's playing. You're still scoring a lot of points if you're Georgia.
52-17 last year in Athens. So is this offense, I guess the question, are they that much better than they were last year? Is it still the same, you know, although you're at home? So home is worth 3 points. Can Georgia just do the things we just talked about and control the passing? Because Jackson Dart's not like Jalen Milroe. I thought he was going to pick him up, put him down. You can get him in the pocket.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.